This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, good morning to you. It is Friday morning. Happy Valentine's Day to everybody who's celebrating that this morning. How about that? Kim St. Ange, Carl Middleman in here along with me. Sue Thomas will be along shortly to check on any traffic problems you might face out there this morning. How's everybody doing today? Kim, you doing all right?
Yeah.
Good.
Doing all right.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, you too.
Yeah.
I brought Valentine treats.
Did you really? Look at Carl Middleman. All right.
These are the hard ones to find, too. You can't find the chocolate ones.
Wow. You want to tell us your secret? Do you have a secret stash?
Yes. Her name is Nicole Middleman. And that is what happens. You send your wife on a mission. So everybody gets one of these today, which is two of them.
I do have something for you guys, but it's not currently in the studio.
It's your car.
Nope, I brought it in.
Okay.
Thank you for that. Everybody needs to get one of those, Carl.
I'll find it next break.
Anyway, for those not watching on Rumble X, Twitter, or YouTube, they're Little Debbie chocolate Be My Valentine cakes.
Nice.
And I realized that we're on radio, and me showing everyone did nothing.
You know, we have to remind ourselves of that occasionally, because we do try to put the show up on socials every day. We had a few technical glitches yesterday, which we later found out were... system-wide. So we were trying to figure out why the feed dropped out in the middle, and we found out that several stations down here
that we
at
were
Odyssey,
actually the better side.
Yeah,
of that.
We were better off than most, but it just took them a little while to reset everything. So if you do follow us on X or Rumble or YouTube and you watch it in the morning, we apologize for that. We could still see your comments in the feed. But for some reason, the audio was messed up, and the picture was a little bit screwy on that, for sure. Hopefully, people, you got your plans all laid out for tonight. I'm leaving town today for a short trip, so I'm not going to be around for Valentine's. So I tried to take care of that yesterday, just to cover my bases. Some chocolate-covered strawberries.
My sisters and I sent my dad a little invitation, and we're going to take him out to Bristol.
Oh, nice.
There's a couple locations, and that was, I mean, I grew up going to Bristol, and that was one of my parents' absolute favorite restaurants to go to. In fact, my dad was just telling me yesterday that when they moved to St. Louis, gosh, 34 years ago, I mean, they've lived here for quite some time now, but I think that was the second restaurant they ever went to. TGI Fridays, the first one, just because it was right next to the, I guess they lived in an apartment at first, but then Bristol was the next one. So it has like a special meaning for our family. And obviously this has just been a crazy last few weeks. So we thought, let's get the daughters together and let's take our dad out for Valentine's
Day. Their mixologist at the Creve Coeur location is fantastic.
The what?
It's a good spot.
Mixologist. Oh.
She's not just a bartender. She is a mixologist. She's really good.
Well, they liked the, they'd go to the happy hour because they had oysters on the half shell.
Oh, yeah.
And he likes their mussels.
Here's,
yeah.
here's what we appreciate about that place. Like every day they fly in their seafood fresh, I heard.
It's great.
It's so delicious. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have really, really good
oysters.
What's the soup Mussels? I'm talking about?
No. Oh,
the
lobster bisque.
Lobster bisque.
Oh, my gosh. I will be getting lobster bisque tonight. That's one of my favorite soups.
I had that. I was there like 2 weeks ago for a business meeting, and I had the lobster bisque, and it was outstanding. Mm-hmm. It really was. So if you get, have fun tonight,
thank you.
That'll be very nice. We got lots of stuff to get to for you tonight. Remember the today, I should say. Remember so David Gregory, the state senator, proposed this bill that would basically set up bounty hunters to help find illegals in the state of Missouri. And that bill, he's working hard to get it advanced into a committee where it can have some hearings. It has gathered some national attention because it basically says if you're here illegally and you're particularly if you've committed crimes, we're going to empower people to track you down and to assist ICE in doing so. So we're going to get the senator on here a little later in the 8 o'clock show this morning to talk a little bit more about that and kind of when he thinks this might get a hearing and where it stands down in Jeff City. Lots of stuff going on. I know there's talk about cutting the state income tax. Somebody reached out to me the other day. They were angry with me. I don't know if you saw that direct message or not there on Facebook, Kim, but this individual was angry with the host, which would be me, because they said that I was all in for cutting the personal property tax during the election, but I haven't mentioned it since. Well, a couple things I pointed out to them was, well, Your greatest hope for cutting the personal property tax died when Bill Igel lost in the primary because it was never a priority for Mike Kehoe. It's not something he talked about. It's not something I don't know that is a it's not something he's going to go over and lobby for right now because he's more focused on eliminating the income tax. We're not going to be able to do it all at once. And I saw some posts last night from Nick Schroer, and I thought he made a good point that right now the effort seems to be on income tax. He's all in on trying to help in that to slowly phase out the state's income tax. But he hasn't given up on the other things. And that's an important point. I mean, there are people down there still fighting for it. It's just eliminating that personal property tax is not a priority in this legislative session, from what I can tell. I'm still all in for it. I think the fact that you have to get taxed year after year after year after year on a 10-year-old car, for goodness sake. My truck I'm driving is a 2015. Every year for 10 years, I've had to pay a tax again every year on it. It's crazy. So we will keep focusing on those issues, and we'll try to get Senator Schroer on the show maybe next week and talk about where things stand on that and some other tax issues down in Jefferson City. We got some Doobie Brothers tickets to give away just a little bit later today, so stay tuned for that. I think we will do that in the 7 or 8 o'clock hour today, if I'm looking here at the rundown correctly. But right now, Carl, let's get to our top stories.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
I am Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Do solemnly swear
that I will support and defend
the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
Wow. RFK Jr. being sworn in there. Things are happening rapid fire in Washington, D.C. You know, when the Matt Gaetz thing kind of stumbled, people thought he was going to have a really hard time with some of his nominees. And since then, he's like 17-0. Do you realize that? They've all gotten confirmed, and Kash Patel is next.
Earned income tax credit. It was $15.9 billion, having to do with food stamps improper, $10.5 billion in improper payment.
Yeah, President Trump kind of going down the laundry list of wasteful spending that they've uncovered so far. Now, bear in mind, we're what, 23, 24 days into this thing right now, and the Doge people have been digging. Now they're going to the IRS, and the list is impressive and sickening, I have to say.
Stopped. Doesn't matter. You have a contract.
So, you know, Turquoise Mountain, which my wife Shoshana runs, has a contract, had another $1 million to go. Money just stops.
That is a British businessman who was on a podcast complaining about being cut off from USAID. Apparently, his wife was on the dole in England, and some of your taxpayer monies to the tune of $1 million got cut off, and he's not happy about that at all.
The topic heating up the Senate hearing room is tax cuts. Missouri senators are discussing a proposal that would eliminate Missouri's income tax by 2027.
We don't have DOGE in technically in Missouri. We don't have like a Department of Government Efficiency. They do have a committee who's looking at ways to improve waste. But the reaction of the establishment, and there is definitely is one in Missouri politics, to the idea that you might eliminate a tax is just like it is in D.C. when you go to cut wasteful spending. They're shocked by that. Anything that might reduce the size of government is poison to them. They can't believe, they don't understand why you would want to do that. So the tone of this story there from the Missouri Capitol is, well, You everything comes at a price. Like, if you do that, how are you going to pay for this? Well, of course they've thought of that. What they're probably going to do is look at increasing sales taxes, mm-hmm. which is a use tax, right? Which means people traveling to Missouri for conferences, people traveling through the state of Missouri on I-70 or 44, who stop and buy something will all be chipping into the fund then immediately instead of just Missouri taxpayers. It's what happens in Florida.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you have people who go to Branson or look to the Ozarks from other states, and they would be helping contribute to that.
But you can look at the amount you paid in Missouri state taxes last year, and you may or may not equal that in sales tax revenue. Chances are you won't. So you've got money back in your pocket. It's a fantastic idea. I don't know who would be opposed to it. You can bet the Missouri Chamber of Commerce and other people are down there probably, I'm speculating there, as one of the groups that would be lobbying against this change. Maybe accountants, for all I know, are lobbying against this change because it's going to simplify your tax situation, your tax return for sure. All right, we'll get to a quick break here. We know it's Friday, Carl.
Well, Ethan Bright picked the music today.
Oh, he did. Did he pick the anthem? Them?
Yeah, he did.
So it's not the Fray.
It is the Fray.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Oh, not
we love. We shed love.
How about a little Barry White on Valentine's Day, huh? Ethan did get to pick the music today because he won. They won, of course, real or fake earlier this week, and that's what the winner gets to do. So, if you don't hear your normal Van Halen cuts this morning at some point during the show, you'll understand why.
My darling.
Hey, by the way. You know, Tashara Jones is running for mayor again in the city, running for re-election, I should say, and she got her hands full with competition this time. And if you look at the polls, the only poll I've seen in the mayor's race, she appears to be losing. And you would I hate to be a conspiracy theorist, but obviously. You tend to ask questions when you see things like this happen. Of all the problems that Tashara Jones has, last night they spent time attacking the Trump administration. Apparently, there was a special session or a committee hearing with some of the members of the Board of Aldermen, and Mayor Jones tweeted this out afterwards. Thank you to everyone who tuned in tonight. If you're unhappy about what you're seeing at the federal level, call your representatives and demand action to fight back against, ooh, here's the boogeyman, Project 2025. Watch the full meeting here. And then she puts a link to a meeting. She did this on Twitter. She also did it on her Instagram. But when you click on the link, it tells you that the video is private. So apparently, almost as soon as they posted it, they realized this probably is going to miss the mark with most people. Either that or it's just some technical glitch. I can't believe there would be a glitch on the link from both. It's YouTube says it's a private video, so you can't watch it. So I don't know. I guess they took time out. NPR covered the story. And the story is apparently that federal spending cuts and grant freezes could hit St. Louis hard. So what they're trying to do here is scare people into believing that eliminating waste and fraud from government is somehow going to be detrimental to the people who are on the dole in the city of St. Louis, right? Casey Milberg, the policy director for Jones, says retiree benefits under the Donald Trump, and I don't even know what in the hell they're talking about here, because they've made no orders, no executive orders, no cuts that I'm aware of that has anything to do with Social Security or any of that. They're apparently trying to argue that retirees could lose up to $4,000. And median wage retirees could lose up to $100,000. Over 10 years, if all of these orders are upheld. I mean, what they did last night was a complete scare tactic. It's what the left defaults to. So they went on a video, which has now been deleted or made private, and made allegations that 200,000 Medicaid enrollees across Missouri could lose their coverage. And nearly a million women could lose access to free preventative emergency contraception. if Donald Trump gets his way.
I've seen a number of them talk about how Donald Trump is targeting the most vulnerable. You always kind of hear that argument because, again, it's very effective when you pull at the heartstrings like that.
Yeah.
It angers people and they are more likely to want to stand up and push back.
Well, you know, this is the thing about it. This is targeting waste and fraud. We've seen an expansion of Medicaid. The Medicaid expansion came under Barack Obama, and we fought that when it happened because it gave Medicaid benefits to people who otherwise wouldn't have qualified for it. You know, able-bodied people who could work for a living who don't. And if those are the things they're eliminating, I'm all for it. But they're never going to explain something like that in whatever scare tactic video. You would think Tashara should pay a little more attention to city streets, public safety, actually getting rid of snow and ice from people's streets 23 days after a snowstorm, instead of trying to scare them from the boogeyman of Project 2025, which never was part of Donald Trump's agenda. But certainly there were things in Project 2025 I wholly supported, and I wish he would embrace more of it. This is the reaction you're seeing across the country. Here's what I'm guessing happened. Democrat mayors were sent a talking points memo from the DNC and told to hold local meetings to try to scare the hell out of people because the Democrats have nothing else. They have no new ideas. It's the same old stuff over and over and over again. And they figure if they can distract people by saying, ooh, scary orange man, bad, it might take their attention away from the massive failures of the Tashara Jones administration and the Board of Aldermen, which continues to move further and further to the left in the city of St. Louis. If anybody can find that video, let me know. I was hoping to bring you some of the sound from it this morning, but every time I try to go to that link, it's broken. It says this is private. We don't want you watching this. I don't know. I guess no local TV stations covered it because I can't find it anywhere so far. All right, coming up, we're going to get to Kim, a very special version of Kim on a Whim right after the break. Stay tuned.
Kim on a Whim.
For today's Kim on a Whim, I do have a special announcement, and that is that my husband and I are expecting.
Yes.
I'm pregnant with our second.
Congratulations.
Thank you. We're going to wait. We did not find out if we were having a boy or a girl with our first, Easton, who just turned 2 at the beginning of this month, and we're going to wait again. So I'm 12 weeks as of yesterday, and you guys have known here in the studio, because I had to tell you very early on, because I get very, very sick with pregnancies. I had a feeling this was going to happen. I was extremely sick with Easton, and it's been pretty much the same. So if you watch us on X or, you know, YouTube, Facebook, you've probably seen that I'm basically eating nonstop because the morning is really the only time I'm able to eat. So I try to get as many calories as I can. But obviously, I mean, this is an answer to a prayer. My husband and I had been wanting a second. We've been praying about it. So we feel so incredibly blessed to be bringing another life into this world. You know, if I'm being honest with you guys, which, you know, you guys are right now walking through with me the darkest season of my life, having lost my mom a few weeks ago. And anyone who's gone through that can tell you, as I'm experiencing right now, it's not a linear grieving process.
No.
It's very up and down. It's random things that can, you know, trigger me, I guess is the word I'm going to use. My mom knew I was pregnant, which is, cannot tell you how happy I am that I told her before everything happened. The next day after we found out, we told her, my entire family. And she was ecstatic. This would have been her ninth grandbaby.
Wow.
And there's a part of me, obviously, that's very much grieving that she won't get to meet this baby. But I know how happy she would have been. She was with my two sisters. I've told you guys, my family and I are very, very close. We're together all the time. And that's so special. I am so, so grateful to have a family that's very close. And my mom and my two sisters were with me actually at the hospital for the birth of Easton. Pretty much the entire labor, they were all there for the delivery itself. I'm planning to have my sisters there for this baby's delivery. Obviously, my husband will be there. So we're so thankful. God is good. I know this has been such a crazy season for me, but we're counting our blessings, and we are looking at this as an absolute answer to our prayers. We are so, so incredibly grateful. I know some of you listening might have struggled with trying to conceive, and that's hard. You know, the feeling of wanting a baby and you're waiting and waiting and waiting. Like, I can't imagine someone who's dealt with that for years. I know people who have lost babies. It's just so sad. So we are so, so grateful. But I wanted to talk about some of the things that come with that, right? And that, of course, would be maternity leave. So I'm due at the end of August, which means I'll be taking, my plan is to take off 12 weeks.
Yes.
But you have to remember that, you know, not a lot of, well, you know, many companies don't offer the full paid 12 weeks. For example, our company, Odyssey, does not. I believe they offer about 6 weeks, but then under the FMLA, which is the Family and Medical Leave Act, companies, with certain exceptions, companies have to basically hold your spot for 12 weeks. But you only qualify if you've clocked a certain number of hours at that company. So, for example, you have to have clocked 1,250 hours. The company has to have more than 50 employees. So there's a few stipulations to that. But it is interesting kind of looking at the different countries compared to the United States to see how much parental leave is offered. Because compared to a lot of other countries, we are low. We are not even close to what many other countries offer. Like, listen to this. Estonia, 20 weeks fully paid, followed by 62 weeks of optional bonus parental leave. Austria, 16 weeks, 100% paid. And then they offer an optional 44 additional weeks where you get just over 73% of your salary paid.
40. Okay.
You don't want to live in Estonia.
I don't want to live there. I would rather live here places. In the United States.
Yes, thank you.
Austria, I will say, it, as a country, is beautiful, is gorgeous. I have been there. But it is, I was kind of digging into this. And what's interesting, too, is thinking about the shift now where a lot of the dads want paternity leave, right? And I found this statistic that talked about how only 20% of workers have access to paid paternity leave. And the average is about 1 week right now.
Our old company, we got like 3 days, I think.
That was paid.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I think, you know, my dad's generation, they never offered paid paternity leave.
No.
You would go back like in a day, right?
And yeah.
Kind of like you have the baby and you go right back.
I didn't have
any. So what do you think now about this? Do you think companies should be offering this? Do you think it's just, it's nice if they do?
Well, I mean, having been through it three times, it would certainly be helpful. I mean, we had the advantage
to the mom
of, you know, of my mom coming in and spending a little bit of time, and her family was nearby. For people that don't have that option, it's more difficult. And I certainly think a week, maybe two, I don't know. I struggle with this. I don't know about forcing company. I struggle with with the government forcing companies into policies like that.
I understand that point.
I do.
I agree.
Which is why I don't know that it's fair to compare the United States to European socialist democracies that, you know, you can retire at age 50 with a full pension, mm-hmm. and that's why they're bankrupt. So I don't know. I mean, I think that reasonably, certainly more time than they get. Like, I remember when my oldest daughter was born, I think my wife was in the hospital 2 days, 3 days.
Mm-hmm. I was too.
And it you know, now they give you a little more time. They realize, you know, potentially what some of the risks can be and things like that. So I'm glad that you're offered more time now. But I just, I struggle with forcing companies to do that for the dads, I'll be honest.
Well, even arguably for the moms, as a mom, I can understand, and I want to support, you know, saying you have to pay someone 12 weeks, but that's a lot. That's a that's a large sum of money, especially depending on your income, that you're telling the company they have to pay to the woman. So I've gone back and forth with that myself. I think it's amazing if they do, but I can understand why companies are, as much as I would hope they would love to be able to offer that to women, it's just not a possibility. Now you have, you know, a lot of them are calling it like birthing partners or birthing parents, because you have, you know, different couples who are going about all these unconventional ways trying to have babies. And then they're like, well, it's two dads, but I'm a birthing person. You know, I'm not the birthing person, but I would also like leave. It's gotten very complicated.
Yes, it has. I would agree with that. Richie, by the way, has chimed in and said that in your absence, when you're on maternity leave, he would gladly do Richie on a rant instead of Kim on a whim.
Oh, well, thank you,
yeah,
Richie.
How about that? Yeah.
I think a lot of people would probably have a lot of things to say. Yeah, that's right. No Kim on a whim. I guess you'll have to do Mark on a Lark for 12 long weeks.
We'll get that figured out. Don't worry. I hope we're not having to piecemeal it. We're hoping we can work something out where we have one person in here to cover for that period of time. So
yeah,
it's not somebody different every week or every other week,
yeah,
or whatever that happens.
Marge is saying we had to quit at 6 months with no pay and 5 days of a hospital stay. See, it's interesting to hear people. Everyone has a story. If you've had children, I mean, you don't really know what can happen.
What does she mean by that? We had to quit at 6 months.
I think quit the job after 6 months.
I see. Five days of a hospital
stay. If you actually go to the top 10 countries with the longest minimum maternity leave in weeks, it goes Bulgaria, which is 58.6, Greece, 43 weeks, United Kingdom, 39, Croatia, 30. I'm just looking at some of these other ones. Ireland is what I meant to say, 26. Although Iceland actually apparently is 26 too. So I guess, yeah, United States.
Half a year.
So you're getting 6 months.
Lags behind. If some countries actually require the mom to take off 6 or 8 weeks before they even deliver. Like
wow.
In Chile, it says mothers are required to begin their leave 6 weeks before their due date and then extend it to 12 weeks after with possible adjustments if the due date proves incorrect, which a due date is a guess. People who are so fixated on my due date, I'm not delivering, that's a guess. So, yeah, I've learned a lot about labor and delivery and all of the things, but we are just very thrilled to be able to bring another life into this world.
Yeah, congratulations. So. And, you know, I would say we didn't find out on our first with our daughter, our oldest daughter, and then we did with the next two. We couldn't stand it.
It's hard to wait.
So no gender reveal
for
you guys. No, blowing something up with blue or pink.
No, I won't be starting any forest fires with a gender reveal party gone wrong. It's really, trust me, it was hard with Easton. Everyone thought we were crazy. How can you possibly wait? But I'll tell you what. It was so cool for me to find out, as you know, on that day.
Yeah,
and it was a little extra motivation for me to get
him
out.
You got to be really careful when you go in for your ultrasounds and everything that the technician doesn't slip up and tell you. Right?
They usually say, do you want to know?
Well, yeah, but I actually had that happen one time at my appointment with Easton, where it wasn't an ultrasound, but she used him, and I was very irritated, but I told myself, I'm like, you know what? I think people just say, I didn't really
the
know.
Sign,
and I was like, you know, I think
they
might have just said it and not even, maybe she didn't even have the paperwork.
What was she going to say? It?
Right. And I think you just pick a pronoun. And
they?
No, anyway. Well, nowadays that would be politically correct.
You don't want your ultrasound tech assigning, pronouns.
Yeah, my baby will not be assigned a gender at birth. God has already picked out
Thank
the gender
you.
For this baby.
Yes, indeed. That's it. That's how that. Well, congratulations. We could not be happier for you and looking forward to meeting the little one.
Thank you. And if you guys see me turning the camera off or running to the bathroom over commercial breaks.
Some people have probably been wondering, which is why Kim felt like she needed to go ahead and announce this. If you'll look at her camera sometimes and it'll be turned onto that flag back there. Because she's just not feeling it.
There's just a lot going on in my life right now. What a lovely world. good and bad, but yes, I am insanely nauseous, and I get through the show, but it's been a rough several weeks.
Man. Well, congratulations. That is excellent news that we're glad to break this morning. Somebody said, best Kim on a whim ever. So
thank you.
They've enjoyed that. That's great. Coming up, we're going to talk about... with Ryan Schmelz from Fox News Radio in the next hour about the spending bill and what cuts are going to play into that so we can stop the whining and complaining from the Democrats that Congress is not making the cuts instead of Elon Musk. We'll get to that for you at about 6:20. A little later, we'll give away some Doobie Brothers tickets. We'll be back. Yeah, happy Valentine's Day. I guess we should mention it's also... Hardee's Rise and Shine today. If you go by a Hardee's, you can help raise money to help pay people's heating bills through the winter if they're struggling with that. Heat Up St. Louis, we've been covering this for years and years here at the radio station. We don't have anybody down there today because if we did, they could bring us food. But we somehow couldn't arrange that.
I brought you Little Debbie.
You did.
Valentine.
Thank you for that. I just meant a Hardee's breakfast sandwich. But, you know, you get one for a dollar. The money goes to Heat Up St. Louis. So swing by your favorite Hardee's if there's one on your way to work and make your donation today. And we wish them the best of luck with all of that. And, you know, a shout out on the air to anybody that brings us some Hardee's this morning. I'm just kidding. Kim, I found this story that I thought you would appreciate. In Ohio, of course, they've got a heartbeat. They had a heartbeat bill, just like we did here in Missouri. They ended up passing some version of Prop three that we have here that basically allows abortion in the state of Missouri. And they're currently, like Missouri, trying to roll that back a little bit. So a couple of Democrats in Ohio have proposed a law that is actually going to get a hearing. Now, they do have a majority of Republicans in the legislature there in Ohio. The odds of this thing ever becoming law are pretty slim. But the bill would... fine men up to $10,000 for having sex without the intention of procreating. You heard me correctly. These Democrats, one of them is a gynecologist. And let's see, Anita Somani is the gynecologist, and Tristan Roddy is the other Democrat state rep. They would charge men with a felony under the law if they engage in unprotected sex without the intent to impregnate the woman. Yes, you couldn't make up the stupidity of some of these people. They're trying to do it to make a point, they say. Listen. I'm sorry, Carl. I guess my computer wasn't.
Now, there are exceptions to the proposed law, which include sperm donation, contraception, and members of the LGBTQ community. Men face a maximum $10,000 fine after the third offense if they have sex with a woman without the intention of conceiving a child.
Men have the same rights no matter where they go in the country. Women have rights based on where they live.
So this is the bill that they proposed, and they're making all kinds of headlines in the state of Ohio because they believe that if you're LGBTQ and you exchange sperm, you won't get fined. But if you are a cisgendered, is that the word they use, a heterosexual male, and you have sex for the enjoyment of it and not to procreate, they want you to potentially be penalized the way women are.
Yeah, well, they're getting what they want, which is that everyone's talking about it, right?
Yes.
And they'll be, you know, getting a lot of people who say, yeah, I can't believe you're forcing women to, you know, have the baby when they don't want it.
But aren't there ways to prevent that?
There are some very simple ways to prevent that.
I thought so.
Yep.
Yeah, and they've been around for a long, long time. It doesn't change the fact that when you abort a life that you've conceived... you've aborted a life at the moment of conception, in my opinion. at the moment that Kim detected the heartbeat of the child that she's carrying right now, 9 months from now, when that baby is in her arms, that'll be the same heartbeat. And 30 years from now, when her child is grown, Kim can put her hand on her child's chest and feel the same heartbeat that she could hear in that ultrasound at what, 6 weeks?
Yeah, we did see the heart. We saw the heartbeat, I think, around 5 weeks.
Five weeks.
There was
yes.
some issue that came up. We had to go to the hospital.
Mm-hmm. It's a life. And if you end it, it's no different, in my opinion, than taking the life of a 30-year-old that you created. And these people don't understand that, and they want to distract from that.
I actually should share the video, by the way, of the heartbeat.
It just misses the most basic biological facts and leans in towards middle school humor.
Austin Beigel with End Abortion Ohio calls the proposal disrespectful to the pro-life community and a waste of state resources.
Yeah, you think? Complete waste of state resources. They don't think it'll pass, but they're trying to promote it just to make a point. There. Point not taken. You swing and a miss. Coming up, we're going to get to Ryan Schmelz and talk about the tax cuts Republicans are working on up there in D.C. We'll be back.
Get more at 971talk.com.